Open only during inconvenient hours in a crowded strip mall with expensive parking through Halloween. Don't miss it.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Hey, I got the stuff. It's 5 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. Turkey wants to extradite 18 Saudis linked to the murder and dismemberment of a Washington Post columnist. President Trump asked about the crime today.
I had a very bad original concept. It was carried out poorly, and the cover-up was one of the worst in the history of cover-ups.
The president says he's weighing his personal outrage over the incident, with Saudi Arabia's contributions as a longtime ally and important trading partner. President Trump says the U.S. military will stop thousands of migrants in that massive caravan from entering this country. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had this message for the migrants.
You will not be successful at getting into the United States illegally, no matter what. I repeat, the caravan will not cross our southern border illegally under any circumstances.
This is Fox News.
Good for you, Mike. That's what they need to hear. 502.
Nothing was here yesterday. Suddenly they're here today. At the strip mall, selling blood, selling gore. It used to be JCPenney. Now it's a scare factory. Shop, shop, shopping at the Halloween store. There's a mask with bleeding eyes, severed heads and zombie brides. That's a giant blow-up ghost I'm buying for the lawn. Demonic possessed pumpkins, animatronic skeletons. Shop, shop, shopping at the Halloween store.
Playing all the greatest hits at 503 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Hey,
so can you help me with this, sir?
Yes, tell me.
What? Okay, so I want to get into the USA. What do I do?
Take this one. I'm going north.
North?
Yes, north.
Going north. Okay, I can do it. Let's go.
Now everybody has this notion. Yeah! Come to the USA. Don't you worry about money. Stupid Americans pay. Education too. Just sneak across the border and they'll take care of you. Well, they're crossing from Tijuana.
I really find the timing of this whole thing interesting. Relentless media coverage. How do these people cover 1,700 miles with fresh looking clothes? Where do they get the food, the water, and everything else? Look at that. That's. There's a couple of people that look like they're suffering from fatigue. I'm not buying it. And the media, you know, they're going to show you what? They're going to show you how they're how these people are being taken care of or who's taking care of them. This whole thing reeks big time. And I think it's a setup. So, and what a surprise that, I don't know if they think they're going to win the sympathy of Americans or what, but what a surprise that they should pull this stunt. You know, just before an election. And I found some of our other great Sneaking Into America hits, too, that we'll play. You know, I just had an experience downstairs with Ray Ray from Baumhauer's.
Yeah.
First of all, he's a very important guy. He's somebody you should know in this town. And he was kind enough to, for those of us who couldn't get away, to collect money and go get his tickets for the drawing tomorrow night. It was just so weird because he pulled up in the lot, his car's next to mine, and I'm going down there before the top of the hour break, and here's your envelope, and it was just weird.
To remind you of days long gone?
Yeah. You probably heard the lame-ass story about the police pulling me over, and all I did was have a car that looked like one that was just involved in a shooting. I didn't know. I thought they were going to give me a ticket. Instead, I get out of my car and the cop is holding a gun on me. Don't move! Freeze! For going what? 41 and a 35? No. But you match the description of somebody that was just involved in a stabbing and robbery.
You look just like the guy.
It was just
porno stash.
Bohemian Jowls?
Yeah, right, the whole thing.
Right, sure.
Basically, you know, the whole porn star look. And I may as well finish the story. I was headed out to visit. You may have heard me mention this before, but I was visiting one of the guys in Styx.
Styx?
The rock
yes,
band?
The rock band. The
Saudi journalist.
The rock band.
Khashoggi.
I'm going to cement, I'm going to glue that, button down. Damn thing. And it just so happened that I was bringing to this little gathering an ounce of something that was in a paper bag in the back seat. So this cop, I know I didn't do the robbery, so I'm not necessarily worried about that. And I'm, and as he's walking very cautiously, approaching me like a cop would in that circumstance, says, "Do you mind if I look in your car?" "No." "Anything in there you wouldn't want me to see?" "No." I'm not making this up. Just as he's reaching for the back door or the brown bag, sitting on the seat, his radio crackles. "We've got the suspect. He's in custody." So he puts his gun in his holster and says, "Thanks." Sniffed like Barney Fife and then went away.
Man, you're lucky.
Oh, my God. I mean, back then, that would you know, that's 10 years. Under those ancient marijuana. God, it's 8 minutes after five already. Anyway, thank you, Ray Ray. Don't forget to say hi to the magical Wendy for me. It is 8 minutes after. Let's check.
Huh? Yeah, it's 8 minutes after.
Yeah, let's. Yeah.
Traffic is brought to you by El Jalisco. Enjoy delicious Tex-Mex food at El Jalisco on the Atlanta Highway in front of the Burlington Coat Factory. El Jalisco. Great food and a great time.
And no doubt the roads are packed with people coming back from Georgia and Florida buying their lottery tickets there. Dumbasses in our state.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic continue to use caution in the area of Cherry Street at Buford. That's over off of Ann Street. Power line down in that area, so be very careful with that. Do not approach that power line. Everything else looking pretty decent. Not seeing anything that's going to hang you up for too long. We might start seeing a little bit of rush hour traffic here and there out on the boulevard. Maybe just a brand new accident call up in the southbound lanes of the Eastern Boulevard between Atlanta Highway and I-85, closer to I-85. Don't settle for less. Get the best at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. You'll get great savings and find out what a great selection of vehicles they really have. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Forecast for tonight will become partly cloudy, especially later on tonight. Chilly with jacket weather again with low temperature down to about 52. Tomorrow, look for a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature up to about 74. Low tomorrow night in the mid-50s, then on Thursday. Not a nice day. Periods of rain as a Gulf Coast storm system brushes by the area. A cool day with a high barely up to about 61. We'll be near 60 Friday. Some leftover showers, especially early in the day. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Then upper 60s on Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
Don't forget Discount Dracula night. Halloween night at Baumhauer's. Hope you will join us. In the meantime, We have Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald and Company on the phone today. Hey, Brant.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
I understand Austin Baranko is with you. He's been in our studio before.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Yeah. I asked Austin to join us today just because, you know, we talked a little bit yesterday about our time down in Palm Beach, which was wonderful. Great business meetings as well, and we've spent a lot of time on that. But I mentioned the fact that Austin had a chance to meet Sean Hannity, and the interesting thing was is it wasn't just a sort of a handshake and take a snapshot. You know, it was, what was it, Austin, a 15 to 30 minute conversation or more?
I wish it was that long. I mean, it was a good conversation. There was some substance, you know, maybe 5 to 10 minutes, but you know, to me, of course, it felt like an eternity talking to someone that you see on TV every night. But
that's interesting. Did he say anything to you that he might not normally say on TV?
I think two things I gathered that he typically wouldn't say on TV, or at least he wouldn't come right out and say it without hedging a little bit. The first one is he's pretty optimistic about midterm elections falling in the favor of Republicans in both chambers. You know, I think it's no secret that the Senate is anticipating to fall towards the Republicans, but the House is kind of up in the air, and everyone's anticipating this big Democrat wave. But
exactly
what he basically said is, you know, the left wing, you know, media is all they'll talk about is this big Democrat wave. But he believes that, you know, most Republican and conservatives are kind of waiting on the sidelines for the day to vote and don't really participate in these meaningless polls leading up to. So I found that interesting because, you know, a lot of us have been questioning the House race, but he seems pretty confident. So I thought that was neat. And he may not say that, you know, on TV.
I tend to agree. I don't know where this enthusiasm is coming from. I don't know if you guys saw it, but I know Hannity will make mention of it tonight on his show. You had two people. Now, one guy used to fill auditoriums with his soaring rhetoric, and less than a year later, you know, he began speaking only to college students and those that might still be interested in whatever he was droning on about, and that's Barack Obama. He was in Nevada, and on my Facebook page today, you can see that there were maybe a few hundred people at the event in Nevada that he was speaking at. And, of course, he referred to himself, I think, 96 times in a 20-minute speech.
Of course.
Wow.
Yeah, and there was certainly room for many more people in that auditorium. On the other hand, and we're talking about voter enthusiasm here, Trump goes to Houston, which is a blue city, but in a very red state, and they had over 100,000 requests for tickets to an auditorium that could only hold 19,000. And it was packed to the rafters. Everywhere this president goes, the House is packed with people who want more Make America Great Again. The media doesn't seem to recognize that for some reason. The enthusiasm is growing. And
there's no doubt. And I definitely got the sense, even more so from Sean, that you know, the media is, it feels like 95% left-leaning, and he's got the last little corner of the media that doesn't lean left, and he's trying his best to protect it, basically. But he believes the same thing. You know, there is a lot of enthusiasm surrounding Republicans approaching the midterms, but we just, as a base, aren't as vocal about it because the mob will come out and get us. And I think that, you know, a lot of us think that way.
I have been saying that for months. Even the polling, some of which still suggests that the Democrats are going to have something to be excited about. I'm not buying it because what have people seen in the news? That they can get beaten just for wearing a MAGA hat, you know? So better to just shut up. You don't know who you're talking to on the phone when a pollster calls. Just remain silent and safe and take care of business on polling day. I actually think you could see a bit of a red wave, even a stronger grip. Look at Heidi Heitkamp is already messed up so bad. She has no chance whatsoever to keep her seat. That's one that's definitely out.
She's out of Arizona, right?
No, she's North Dakota.
North Dakota, okay.
Yeah. You know, one other thing that was really interesting to me that Austin was telling me about was just how really, truly close Hannity and the president are.
Yeah.
How frequently they talk and text with each other. Tell them a little bit about that, Arthur.
Yeah, so, you know, I was like, you know, Sean, shoot me straight here. You know, how frequently do you talk to Trump? And not only did he respond back, but he had two producers at the table that were both like, it's daily interaction. Not just with Sean, they'll text and call daily, but even with the team. You know, they're the ones lining up the interviews and oftentimes setting the phone calls. And Trump absolutely has his finger to the pulse when it comes to the media, and he's displayed that by consistently keeping in touch with, I guess, his one of his very few advocates left in the media. Mm-hmm. So he and Sean have a very close relationship, and I think you'll remember Sean was, I think, the first one to get a presidential interview after the election. And you know, once again, it just shows how frequently they talk, but he confirmed it. There's no doubt about it. They keep in very close touch.
Well, we appreciate the interesting insights. I was going to ask you guys, today started out very shakily, seems.
Yeah,
to
let me. So I'll give you a little bit of commentary on that because I do think it's important. I mean, it was a crazy day, and no doubt about it. You know, we started things off with the earnings that we saw from 3M as well as Caterpillar, two really big stalwarts in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Both of them sort of disappointing, but for different reasons. 3M just didn't really execute well in the quarter. Some questioned sort of final demand or the raw demand from them. As it tracks relating into the Chinese economy, and it's been so weak. But then Caterpillar, on the other hand, they had a blowout quarter, but it was their guidance. And you remember what I talk about all the time, Greg, when we're talking about earnings. It's not about what happened yesterday. It's about what these CEOs are saying on a go-forward basis. Mm. And Caterpillar said, you know, we're going to guide our numbers down because our input cost, and when I say input cost, I'm talking about the raw materials that they need in order to manufacture or build the equipment that they sell. And we're talking about steel and aluminum, and they cited the tariffs and that it's really beginning to eat into their profit margins. And so this is something that I think a lot of institutional investors have really been very leery of and wanting to pay close attention to, particularly as we go in through these third quarter earnings reports. And that was somewhat disappointing. And so we saw the markets open. Even before we opened, we had the futures markets indicating down over 400 on the Dow Jones. And we got whipsawed around all day. But I will say the one positive thing, we went down over 500 on the Dow.
Mm-hmm.
We put in an intraday bottom right there when we saw a flood of buying coming in,
mm-hmm.
Which indicates a tremendous commitment by institutional investors out there that obviously had, you know, various points in time where they wanted to own some of these great companies at cheaper prices. We then rallied and went all the way back to just about break even on the day before turning around and then closing down about 225, 250 or so.
Yeah.
So it was crazy, no doubt about it. And I think, though, we're beginning to put in a bottom. I really believe that. We've got well over a third of the earnings that have come in. About 79% of these companies have beat their estimates, both on the top and bottom line. Guidance, for the most part, has been reasonably good. But there is this swirling debate out there as to whether or not we've reached sort of this peak earnings. And I don't believe so. I think that we've got a lot of uncertainty around the trade war.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see how it shakes out. But as of right now, it's not getting better. It's getting worse. So, you know, it definitely bears paying close attention to. But this is something that is going to inflict far more pain on China, I think, than it is on the United States.
I'll tell you what, the next 2 weeks, I think we need to be braced for anything, not just in your universe, but in general, because there are cards that have yet to be played. Some in progress. I think this whole chess game with this horde of migrants that somehow is being very well fed and dressed over a 1,700-mile trip by foot, alleged. How all of this plays out, I think this is all designed to affect the election. And I wouldn't...
No kidding. And then, of course, I saw earlier today, O'Connor. I don't know if you saw that. You know, the justice...
Oh.
She indicates that she's got early stages of dementia.
Yeah.
So, So here we go again with another Supreme Court appointee at some point during Trump's term.
I don't doubt there'll be a couple more, and we'll just hear the relentless pounding of the wailing wall. That's got used to that. Here you go, two of the great voices from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Friends, I urge you to become managerial about your money. Make an appointment to go see Brand. Talk about your financial future and the goals you would like to achieve at various points. Learn to think ahead, plan ahead, a year, 5 years, 10 years, and things you need to be prepared financially for. Make that call to 387-0094. And as you hear Austin today, Austin Baranko, part of the Brain Trust, this incredible group of people. That's 387-0094, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, thank you for the time. Austin, good to hear from you, and join us again.
Yeah, thanks, Craig. Take care, guys.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, let's head down to the traffic dungeon. Coming up, we have a guest that's going to introduce you something that could change your life by changing your waistline.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. An accident, the 200 block of East Boulevard in front of Dozier Elementary School. So be careful over that way. Everything else looking pretty good around the boulevard. Atlanta Highway's clear. Both interstate systems looking pretty good. Maybe a little bit of rush hour traffic starting to show up there on 65 northbound, but it's not bad. And everything else is looking real good as well. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by LeQuire wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. LeQuire understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, LeQuire is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by LeQuire and Carrier. Visit acbyleqwire.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbyleqwire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
I'd like to just break new ground in radio, so I'm using one sponsor to introduce another. Because I think it's quite electrifying now that we have a technology that can take away belly fat called CryoSkin, and here to tell us about it. And this is, I mean, for many, and you and Joey and, well, let's face it, the folks your age aren't going to know about this until they hit that certain age and they realize just how freaking hard it is to make that kind of stuff go away. And now there's a new technology called CryoSkin 3.0?
That's right, 3.0.
How does this work? I mean, I've been able to explain how the other technologies that infusion has brought to, and, you know, people are doing IVs. I saw Joey was in the cryo tank. Baron Coleman was in the cryo tank today, I believe. So there are a number of different things that you offer, but this is new, and once again, it's using technology to accomplish something or make your body more efficient at doing something. It needs that extra help. How does this work?
Yeah, so it's all based off of something called cryopolysis, which is basically using cold to kill off fat cells. So this machine has a wand that gets, you know, pretty cold. We use a gel to conduct that, so it's, you know, not painful. It's really actually a lot of people relate it to, like, getting a massage. Oh. So you're just laying there relaxing, but the gel helps conduct it, the cold into your skin and down into your problem area, whether it's, you know, your thighs, your stomach, we can do arms, you name it. And it causes, the cold causes your fat cells to basically shrink. And as they shrink, they release the contents, the bad stuff that we don't want, into your bloodstream. And then it's excreted through your body naturally through your lymphatic system. So
it's amazing. How long does a session take?
Anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes, depending upon the area and what we're trying to do. There's different methods you can do with it, so 15 to 30 minutes.
Everybody's got a theory on losing weight, losing fat, or getting rid of fat, and it's harder in some places than others. Is that a myth, or are there parts of the body that are tougher to deal with than others?
Yeah, there are. You know, everyone has an issue most of the time with their, you know, waistline or their gut, and that's really your body's kind of like a defense mechanism to store fat there, visceral fat particularly, to protect your organs.
Yeah, I've been adding to my storage facility. My organs are in great shape.
So, yeah, that is true. And the unique thing about this, obviously, you know, you can burn fat with exercise you know, eating right and dieting and putting yourself into a caloric deficit, or at the end of the day, you know, it's simple to burn fat or lose weight. You burn more calories than you eat or consume. But we also have those areas that, you know, are a little bit slower than others. And there's really, truly, to my knowledge, before this, there's never been anything that helps with spot reduction. So when you exercise, whether it's fat to be burned, it's going to be burned there. You can't say, I want to just, you know, exercise and burn my belly fat, or exercise and burn the fat around my thighs. Where there's fat to be burned, it's going to pull from and use that fat as energy in terms of burning. But this allows you to target those specific areas. So
at last, the fat that feels safe, because you can't get rid of me.
That's it.
This is the stuff that this technology goes after. That is so cool.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll talk about Cryo Skin 3.0. It's a new service from Infusion. How to make an appointment and so forth in just a couple of minutes. And yeah, I think it is electrifying that you can actually do something like
it's
that.
It's pretty freaking awesome, yeah.
It very much is. We've been waiting. You had to go through some training and so forth to, you know, before you could offer
it. The machine comes from Paris, and that took a while. It originated over there, comes into New York, and there's a company up there that distributes them throughout the United States. They actually do like a lot of Victoria's Secret models and all that at the headquarters in New York. So,
and remind me, if I don't think of it, cellulite, I want to ask you about that as this particular product. Mr. Electric at 533, by the way, this week it's been Fire Safety Month. And electrical fires are thorough and devastating, and while you don't want a fire of any kind, these, I've seen the photos, and they're almost impossible to put out once they start. Unless the fire department is very, very close, chances are it's going to be a 100% loss, and there are ways to avoid them. Extension cords, for example, should be used only on a temporary basis. Never put them where they can be damaged or pinched, like under a carpet or a rug. And then replace worn or old damaged extension cords immediately if you've seen any signs of fraying. And if you find yourself needing extension cords often, you can circumvent all of that hassle by having an extra electrical outlet added for your convenience. That is a far better bet than twisting the dragon's tail with a tangle of extension cords. And if you use power strips, make sure they have an internal overload protection. Never overload them. Don't do like that one scene in Christmas Vacation where Clark Griswold has 45 things plugged into one source of power. There are people, that maybe that was an exaggeration, but there are people that tend to do that. What difference does it make if I have add a four-prong to an outlet and then put an extension cord into that? It's not designed to work that way. So check your house for these types of little hazards. As we get ready for holiday decoration, you may want to take a second look at the cords you're planning on using. And don't be a dimbulb like me and put an extension cord across the driveway. That's probably not a good idea based on everything we just heard here, even if it looks rough and rugged to plug your stuff in. Make sure you don't drive over it, in other words. You can call Mr. Electric for that type of service, installations, and more, including the new Generac backup generating system at 269-8886. 269-8886 for Mr. Electric, or visit MrElectric.com. And if you do call them, please tell the magical Wendy that you heard about him here on News Talk 93.1. Down to the traffic dungeon at 535. We'll be back with Ryan in a moment.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic careful. Over in front of Dozier Elementary School, 200 East Boulevard, an accident there. Also in Prattville, an accident on Legends Parkway at Bass Pro Boulevard. One lane is blocked there. And there's now an accident 85 North at Day Street. That one could get into the potential to be a little bit of a mess. Right now, all we're seeing is a little bit of slacked up traffic, and that will be between South Union Street and the interchange, also between Ann Street and Perry Hill on 85 southbound. Begin your real estate career at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Classes begin January 7th, or study online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for all the details. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault?
Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a shooting at Eastdale Mall. Police have charged a 15-year-old boy with attempted murder. The shooting inside the mall late Friday afternoon left an 18-year-old male in critical but stable condition. Six former justices of the Alabama Supreme Court have signed a letter urging voters to pick Jefferson County Circuit Judge Bob Vance as the state's next Chief Justice. Three Republicans were among those in the group endorsing the Democratic candidate over Republican Justice Tom Parker. Parker is a current member of the court. It's 2 weeks until the general election. Yesterday was the last day to register to vote if you have not already. The November 6th election involves several races, including races that could determine which party controls the House of Representatives. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Forecast for tonight will become partly cloudy, especially later on tonight. Chilly with jacket weather again with low temperature down to about 52. Tomorrow, look for a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature up to about 74. Low tomorrow night in the mid-50s, then on Thursday. Not a nice day. Periods of rain as a Gulf Coast storm system brushes by the area. A cool day with a high barely up to about 61. We'll be near 60 Friday. Some leftover showers, especially early in the day. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Then upper 60s on Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, I'm Attorney Sarge Grubbs, inviting you to attend the Successful Aging Boot Camp at the Archibald Senior Center on November 1st. If you're over age 55, this is a must-attend event. Call 649-4911 to register. Seats are limited. Call 649-4911 to register.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Are you hosting the holidays at your house this year? Need some money to deck the halls? Then it's time you make a call to Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's never too early to start preparing for the holidays. We understand the holiday season can be stressful, but what if I told you it doesn't have to be? We at Alabama Home Mortgage are here to lighten Santa's load. With one call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you can unwrap the gift of refinance. By refinance your home, you can get the money you need to make those home improvements you've been dreaming of. You can be the hostess with the mostest. Don't put Christmas on a credit card this year. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Ah, Igor, don't you just love the sound of thunder?
No, Dr. Frankenstein. It's scary.
But I need a lightning bolt to bring the monster to life.
Actually, lightning is scary. A single strike within a mile of your home can send a tidal wave of voltage through the wires, burning out your computers, TVs, and GFCI plugs, even refrigerators and ovens.
Oh, drat! Missed us again.
But here's the good news. The trained technicians at Crosby Electric can install an economical whole house system to protect you from electrical surges caused by lightning, downed power lines, nearby factories, or just the recycling of your own appliances.
Igor, why am I not getting a surge?
Well, I have a pretty good hunch.
Why, yes, Igor, and a fine hunch it is.
Igor ordered whole house surge protection from Crosby Electric. So should you. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A dead battery can leave you stranded, so get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Need a replacement? Purchase a Superstart Extreme or Superstart Platinum battery and get up to $25 in O'Reilly gift cards after a mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Is too. Just watch your mouth, or I'll sit on you. The word is out, better treat me right, cause I'm the king of cellulite. Ham on, ham on, ham on whole wheat. All right. My zippers bust, my buckles break. I'm too much man for you to take. Pavement cracks when I fall down. I've got more chins than Chinatown. But I never used a phone booth. But I never seen my toes. When I'm going to the movies, I take off seven rows because I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. Come on, really fat. You know I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. You know it's really fat. You know I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. Come on, really, really you know. Fat. Don't you call me pudgy, portly.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, a little Weird Al, as we welcome Ryan Turner from Infusion to talk about, I mean, this is news-making technology. At last, the device that can directly attack fat and help your body dispose of it through contact. And again, we're talking about CryoSkin 3.0. And since we had a bit of a break here, and there may be some new folks joining us, tell us again about the device that's used, how it works, and how the body naturally gets rid of this. In fact, I'll tell you one story real quick. I know a guy, he was about 20 years older than I, and he had become very portly. He went on a diet, and he lost 50 pounds. I said, so were you able to go into your closet and wear your old pants? And he said, no, my waist is still the same size. The rest of me shrunk, but that belly just would not go away. And he says, I look ridiculous because I can button the pant, but then I have nothing below that. It's like really weird.
Yeah. I've seen that happen. Again, there's, you know, no such thing as spot reduction with exercise, unfortunately.
But there is with this.
With this, yeah. So it's the CryoSkin 3.0. We use like a massage technique along with the wand, which gets cold, and basically just target those problem areas, freeze off the fat cells, and you excrete it through your lymphatic system.
And you mentioned that, you know, this gel is applied to conduct the cold, so
that's right.
It's not like the person has to brace for this.
Oh, no. I mean, you feel the cold, but it's very tolerable. I mean, people just hang out and talk to me. Like, it's literally like a massage. I've had a few people fall asleep while getting it done just because you're relaxed. So
that's great considering what's being accomplished at the same time.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about years ago in Miami, there was this business, and I'll never forget this. They ran a lot of advertising for their grand opening, and it was sort of like a pre-infusion fusion with much more primitive types of technologies in terms of fat reduction. And unfortunately, their grand opening was September 11, 2001. And they did not make it. People were not spending money on anything except necessities for a while there. So, but they had a, they were using a machine that targeted cellulite. That is something that a lot of people would love to make go away, but I've never heard of anything that's really effective. Is this something they can work on? Because it's not just there. Cellulite you can see.
Yeah, definitely. Most of the time, I haven't treated anyone myself with it, but I've seen reviews and before and afters, and most of the time it's pretty instantaneous after getting a treatment with this. You know, it's all about constriction. So when you get that cold on your skin, everything constricts and tightens up. So those areas that are, you know, dimples or indentions due to the cellulite, most of the time it tightens up. And it also helps collagen production as well for the long term and longevity of it. So to actually prevent it and, you know, get rid of it and keep it gone. So
it's like everything else you do at infusion. There is science behind it. And so many of us here, Rich and I, are IV vitamin regulars.
Yes, sir.
That works because, as you've explained, it goes straight into the bloodstream. Your digestive system does not pick and choose what's going to go in and what's going to go straight through.
That's right.
The cryotherapy. I was pulling up this morning and saw young Joey. I mean, he does yoga. It helps with the aches and pains.
Yeah. Yes. It. Well, I'm going, yeah, because it's more. It's not just yoga. But whatever.
Well, you're a young man. I'm sure you're very physically active.
Yeah, no, and I was, Ryan might have overheard me. I was telling Lori, like, I did the, I took the toughest workout I could this morning.
Yeah. DDP yoga?
Yeah, yeah. And what
is it called?
DDP?
Yeah, DDP yoga. He's even calling it DDPY because he doesn't like people calling it yoga because it is different.
Oh.
But I did the, like, okay, can I do the toughest thing?
Right.
I got up, it was like an hour and a half thing, and I was worn out, and I wanted to do the cryo chamber, and it is beautiful, the amount of energy, almost like the runner's high when you get out. And it does help with those aches and pains. Not necessarily like, oh, I did a crazy weightlifting workout. Right. But like with yoga, when you're stretching out some of that ligament soreness, it helps a lot when you get tight.
I tell people, too, with the whole body cryotherapy, you know, it was created for people with arthritis. So obviously that brings joint pain due to inflammation, and it definitely will help with joint pain, muscle pain. But more importantly, it's buffering down all the inflammation in your body. You know, systemic inflammation is what kills people and gives you all these chronic diseases. So I tell people, yeah, will it make you feel awesome? Absolutely. But it's, you know, what you don't feel that's more important, in my opinion, as far as the whole body cryotherapy goes, just keeping the inflammation in your body down in general. So that can lead to, you know, tons and tons and tons of the issues. All these chronic diseases that are killing people these days are basically due to inflammation in one form or another. Mm-hmm. So eliminating it in general can do wonders.
All right, if somebody's interested in CryoSkin 3.0, they can call and make an appointment now, right?
Yes, sir. Just give us a call, 334-296-1662. You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Infusion Wellness Center. And our website has a ton of information on there as well at infusioncryoandlaser.com. And there's, I mean, you can get on Google and type in CryoSkin 3.0, and there's all kind of stuff out there about it. So
I'm looking at it this way. If I can knock an inch or two off the belly, I've got a whole closet full of pants I can wear again.
Yeah, you know, that's very, like, doable.
That's, we're talking, you know, some money on clothes. It'd be nice to be able to use them again. They're not too horribly tight, but it would be nice if they were just more comfortable.
Sure. I've done about 12 treatments, and I haven't had anyone not lose at least an inch. I've had people lose the up to 2 inches, but so far.
Folks, I hope you're listening to this.
Everyone's lost at least an inch.
Wow. So. All right, the number, again, is 296-1662. And, Ryan, we appreciate coming by because as you introduce these new technologies, I'm a Hawk Show toast, not a scientist. You do such a great job. And, by the way, you're a graduate of Troy.
Yes, sir.
And you have a degree in
exercise science and physiology.
Here's the guy. If you have and that's the other thing. When you hear me talk about this stuff, call them and have them explain the physiology, how this works and how it does such a great job of getting your body to perform at a better level. Anything involving your blood, man, that gets improved, well, I don't think I need to say any more about that. It can help your life. in a lot of ways you're not even thinking about right now. Ryan, thank you so much. We appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
551, our last look at the roads.
By Formal Outings, upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Thankfully, no big hang-ups anywhere, especially on 85 South at Day Street. That had the potential to be a real booger right there, but nothing backed up there. Everything looks really good. The most traffic I'm seeing at the moment is down in the downtown area. The interstate systems are looking really good. Atlanta Highway looks okay, and the 31s are good, but downtown's a little bit crowded right now. Want a custom deck? Get a free estimate from Prestige Home Improvements. They also do painting, privacy fencing, and some other improvements. Call 398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. 2 buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Hey, if you don't mind, since you've got your team getting assembled here in the studio,
yeah.
I'm going to finish up with some old Harold Delaney and
okay.
give you guys space to get set up and get in. Did you see this story about Crazy Eyes?
Oh.
Alexa Ocasio-Cortez Pizwit.
Yeah.
Apparently made the statement that, the blueprint that the United States used to defeat Nazi Germany is the same blueprint that needs to be used to defeat global warming.
So let's blow a lot of things up?
Yeah, let's firebomb Dresden again. I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
That's
dangerous, Joey. She's dangerous. With that said,
you know, killing people is not as complicated as people like to think. It's a little more complicated than, say, managing a whole economy to reassess how we affect the global climate. Good God. Freaking morons.
Yeah, and
we can do anything if we just work together and control how people live.
And they will get votes, so I thank everybody. I did not come in the best frame of mind today, and I apologize for that, but it got better.
Well, and I was in a good mood, and now you just share that crap quote from the lady with the sexy name and the crazy eyes.
And now this.
So I decide I'll go, you know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. First.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah,
you know.
That's it, sure.
So I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper. And I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, wow. Old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? A knock on the on my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there. And,
that's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days, anything goes.
Not a bad-looking guy? Yeah, sure, no, yeah.
Not a,
traveling alone? Why
sure.
not?
And, of course, that's not, I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know? I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course.
Yeah. So, then I hear him, he goes, well, you ought to play some Scrabble.
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know. I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter. And so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take, like, a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories. Yeah. I like hearing old stories, you know? And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there, he comes up with his word, it's hat. His word, yeah, hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it like way in the corner on that triple letter score,
right?
The triple word, the red one,
right?
You want to get to?
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have something, some relation to rabbit.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know. I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know. I had sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Woo!
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
He's just freelancing the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally, I decided I'm gonna, like, I gotta say something, you
sure.
know. So he and all of